From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Hey, coming up later in the show, our next segment, we're going to be visiting with Casa de Mariposa. And the second half of the show, you'll hear from Adrian Camp, an author who's going to be speaking to the Sheology event happening here at Calvary Church this Friday. So stay with us for that. And with the limited amount of time we have, I want to jump right into this. With Marcy is here from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Marcy, always good to see you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Friend. It's like family's here.
Yes.
Well, it's not like.
It is. Yeah, that's right.
Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. And again, you know, I always like to make sure we're not assuming everyone knows, first of all, that it's not J-O-H-N-N-Y or it's J-O-N-I, Johnny Erickson dash Tada.
Yep.
Johnny Erickson Tada, the ministry she started, wow, like 4 decades ago?
Almost it's almost 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're at 47 right now.
But I'll let you tell the brief story for those not familiar.
Well, Johnny had a diving accident when she was 17 years old and ended up breaking her neck, and she's a quadriplegic. So she has no use of anything from her shoulders down. And God just really put it on her heart to start a disability ministry for those that just sometimes get forgotten or overlooked.
Yeah.
And, you know, she didn't think she could live this way. And she said, you know, finally, God, if I can't, you know, kill myself, then show me how to live, you know. And he has totally blessed her with an international global ministry.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Who says you can't do anything, you know, as a quadriplegic?
Yeah.
What a great inspiration she is to not only those that are experiencing the same disabilities that she's experienced, but everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
all disabilities.
Well, and me.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I'm sure you could find, you know, you could probably tease me about the issues I have.
Oh,
but it is encouraging to see what great work she's done, and she loves the Lord. And, you know, one of the things, too, our listeners regularly get to hear her one-minute vignettes that air Diamonds to Dust.
Yes.
That air right here on KLYT various times throughout the day. But, now again, let's jump right into this because there's plenty to talk about. The spring has apparently arrived.
It has sprung. It's gorgeous.
Finally?
Yes.
You know, it was like a battle getting here, but it's here. And that means things in Lincoln County, New Mexico, where the retreats happen with Johnny and Friends, going to be warming up a little bit.
Yeah.
They're at elevation, so they're cool throughout most of the year. But there's going to be the family retreat coming up.
Mm-hmm.
With Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, and the Warrior Getaway. And briefly describe what each of those retreats are about.
Sure. So the family retreat is for families that are impacted by disability. And we get together for about a week. And down at Lone Tree Ranch, they get a chance to experience some high adventure activities and do some things that they probably wouldn't normally get to do. And it's a respite time for them and for the parents. And it's just an amazing time because they don't feel awkward or weird or anything like they would in public usually, because everyone there gets it and knows what it's like to have, you know, family with disability.
Yeah.
And so it gives them an opportunity, you know, parents to spend time together and also with other parents and caregivers, and the kids just get to have a great time with their own buddy.
That's part of what we're talking about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the volunteers you're looking for?
We're needing volunteers to help. I'm about 15 short right now for our family retreat. We have buddies for all of the kids. They get one-on-one. And we totally train, so you don't have to be experienced. We're looking for those that just have a heart to serve and want to have some fun. And I guarantee you will be blessed more than you will bless a family.
Yeah, you know, how often, right, doesn't that happen in ministry? you know, think of all the short-term mission trips or volunteering at church. The different things you go to, I'm going to go help. I'm going to be a real blessing to them. And hopefully you are. But, you know, how many times doesn't it seem that you walk away from it and go, oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. I was blessed.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, you mentioned there's a need for 15 volunteers.
I need at least 15 volunteers right now.
Is that specifically for the family retreat or for that and the...
That's for family retreat. We have 18 families, okay. And some of them are rather large. And again, you don't have to have experience. We will train you at retreat. It is the last week of June, the 24th through the 29th. And so we'll train you on that Monday, and the families come in on Tuesday, and we have a lot of fun stuff planned and get to spend time with the Lord and be able to just feed in, you know, to the family as well.
Now, I'm going to guess now someone may be listening who's, age appropriate to do this. I'm also imagining that there might be, parents that are thinking about their grown kids.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, at what age is it okay to be a buddy, a volunteer?
15 on up. Okay. I've had 70s and early 80s, you know, even help. And, you know, especially when we have babies and young kids, you know, they love loving on them. So, but about 15 and up. And we are working on a junior volunteer program where we could pair up,
okay.
13, 14 year olds with older STMs. But, you know, if you have a small group or a college age group, young singles, married couples, you know, youth groups, we're definitely open to talking to anyone.
Okay. So, and maybe this isn't hitting home for you that you're thinking, oh, I want to do this, or, you know, but keep it in mind, sooner than later, because June is going to be here.
Yeah.
And think of those that you're running into. Hey, did you hear Johnny and Friends New Mexico needs buddies to go to camp with families, in June? And now, for those who are, if I'm listening, I'm thinking, okay, I'm not sure I can afford to do that.
We can help you fundraise, and we do have a limited amount of scholarships and partial scholarships that we can work with as well.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, let's talk about some fundraising going on at the beginning of May.
Yes.
Okay. May 1st through Cinco de Mayo.
Well, yeah, if we can get it done in the first week, we have an opportunity, Steve, that is so amazing. We have some generous donors that had said if we can raise $20,000 here in New Mexico, they will match that. We have a local donor that also said, I will throw $7,000 in with that.
Okay.
And so how that works is if you donate $100 or however much, $5 to Johnny and Friends, that's going to get doubled. So your $100 just became $200.
Okay.
And the $5 just became $10. So
up to $27,000.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
That's assuming someone else doesn't call and hearing this and saying, here's another $5,000.
Oh, that would be amazing.
So your gift is doubled, and May 1st through the 5th, you know, the first week of May.
Yeah, we try to get it in the first week of May.
Okay, and for those listening that are, okay, you're doing fun, what exactly is this money going to go toward?
It goes to scholarships, and for local, it's all spent locally here in New Mexico. It goes to scholarships and programs that we have for the families with disabilities and to help with those volunteers that might need a scholarship as well. So it goes to our programs like Warrior Getaway, which we can talk about in a sec, Family Retreat, and other activities that we have going on.
Go ahead and talk about Warrior Getaway.
Warrior Getaway is going to be the week after Family Retreat. It's the first week of July, and that is for all combat and military trauma veterans. I even have some active duty veterans that have been going through a lot that will join us. And it's at the same camp, and it's a little bit different. It is a time of retreat and respite, but the whole family is involved. The warrior can bring their whole family, and there is absolutely no cost to the warriors and their families. So a fundraiser like May Match goes to help bring those wounded warriors to the retreat in order to really spend some time with the Lord. They're going through a lot of healing, including moral injury, you know, and not just physical and emotional healing. There's a lot of scars you can't see. And so what we're able to do is to help them really tie in to the Lord and know that the Lord is the answer to help with that healing.
Wow, what a great opportunity to double your gift to Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Let me give out this information, okay? The website for Johnny and Friends is Johnny, J-O-N-I, the word and, spell it out, johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. And on the site there, you can give, and you can also call, especially if you want more information. I was thinking too, Marcy, you know, we often talk about Albuquerque or Central New Mexico because we broadcast at 88.3 FM.
Right.
Listeners at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces.
The entire state.
Right, 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base. Whether you want to be supportive, volunteer, reach out to Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Here's that phone number. It's area 505-835-5263. And we'll leave it with this. New Covenant Church is going to be the location for the next respite event. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start saying event because some are night and some are afternoons.
Right.
But the next respite event, which is going to be happening coming up real soon, is at New
Covenant. On May 10th,
you can get out and be a part of this at New Covenant Church on Paseo del Norte. And typically what we tell people, Marcy, and you correct me if I'm wrong. Now, this is a free event, and it's where volunteers, this time from New Covenant Church and Johnny and Friends New Mexico, take over the care of the person in the family affected by a disability. And what that does is it frees up the caretakers and the family to get out that evening or afternoon. This one's an evening event, you know, for other things. And May 10th at 5:30, New Covenant Church, they've posted it on their website. I'm going to give that out. NCCABQ.org.
Perfect.
And then we'll let people know about other respite nights as they approach.
And that's Friday before Mother's Day. So if the Hubleys out there want to take mom out, you know, and spend some time with her, that's a great opportunity to do that on that Friday night.
Very nice. Well, Marcy, appreciate your time. Will you come back next month?
Of course.
All right. And we'll be looking forward to hearing more about what's going on with getting people to camp and how you're doing with volunteers. So, if you want more information, again, let me give out that contact one more time. johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico and call them at 505-835-5263. Thanks, Marcy. We'll do it again in May.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Don't go away. In the second half of the show, we're going to bring you that interview with Adrian Camp in preparation for the Sheology Spring Gathering coming up this Friday at Calvary Church in Albuquerque. Right after the break, though, reaching out to women who are walking through unplanned pregnancies and need assistance. Casa de Mariposa is ministering to them. We'll let you know what they're doing and how you can help out right after this on ABQ Connect.